Become a friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver. Your Friends of CITR card will net you discounts on Commercial Drive at Audio Pile, Bone Rattle Music, High Life Records, and the People's Co-op Bookstore. You'll also save online at Band March Canada and Big Mama. It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus, or visit us online at citr.ca.
This is Sean from Youth Brigade. You're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Good afternoon, all. Welcome to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM. 101.9 FM in cable, streaming live over the World Wide Web, www.citr.ca, and you can download podcasts of this show as well. You can also, and all CITR shows, and you can also catch us on Channel 717. That's TELUS Digital Cable, and you can hear CITR on your TV screen and in stereo if your TV is hooked up to your stereo. And yes, we keep our playlists and podcast archived, www.generationannihilation.com. And my name is Aaron, and I have a very special show for you today because we're showcasing a very long and prolific record label, which started in 1982, and I'm talking about BYO Records. And yes, BYO Records, for those of you that don't know, are run by the Stern brothers, Sean, Mark, and Adam. And yes, they moved to California when they were little kids with their parents, and when they were in their teens, they got into surfboarding, which led them going to punk rock shows. There was this place called The Mask, and yeah, there was about 100 people at each gig, and they got to see the Dickies, and after that, they thought they'd form their own band, a band called The Extreme, which was kind of a new wavy keyboard-type act. And yeah, later on, they got into forming their band, which was the Youth Brigade, who we heard from at the start of the set. We heard from Dropkick Murphys doing Youth Brigade, and this is found on a story of Youth Brigade and BYO Records, which inspired me to do this this show here. The documentary is called Let Them Know, and it comes with a book and DVD documentary and CD. I haven't read the book thoroughly. I've skimmed through it, but I watched the DVD, and it's really incredible. And, yeah, so anyways, BYO Records, BYO stands for Better Youth Organization, and it started as a, just an organization where people could outlet themselves. And, yeah, they had a house called Skinhead Manor, and, yeah, they put on shows. And, yeah, they released their first full-length LP called Someone Got Their Head Kicked In, with which was a compilation, which we're going to hear some tracks off of right now. That one was going back to 1982. And, yeah, so 30 years later, 100 and with 130 releases under their belts, yeah, BYO Records is still here going strong, along with other labels, too, like Alternative Tentacles and SST, Discord Records. Yeah, they're all going strong. But yes, we're focusing today on the BYO Records label, and we're going to take you back to 1982 from the Someone Got Their Head Released, Head Kicked In compilation full-length release. This is a track from Youth Brigade, and it's called Boys in the Brigade. Here we go.
We won't let your bucket out. Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM. The hardcore stuff is just is fast, very aggressive and loud, you know, music, angry music.
Mr. Steeston Mike, welcome to the Flex Your Head Show on CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. I'm here every Tuesday,
6 to 8 p.m.
playing some punk and hardcore for you. If you want to hear something, feel free to give me a call at 604-822-2487 or swing by flexyourhead.net and send us an email with a request.
Just the other night, you were
so cool, even got not fight. It was all right, just because we're there. Then I won the outside, nobody cared. Think of something to fuck up your seat. Ask the bottom, you can tell me, take a hold of you all. Don't be that you're cool. When this is close, you know you're a fool. You got the power to stop our gears. Catch us in the trash, encourage this. Tell them they're pitiful, take their turn. Tell them this for the future of us. Fitting consumption, fuck up our scene. Assholes in the bottles, do the damn mean. Taking holes in the wall, don't mean that you're cool. Message is slow, you know you're the fool. You got the power to stop our kids. Catch the addresses, encourage this. Tell them it's bitter, they think they're tough. Tell them this for the future of us. Fuck up your scene. Assholes in your bottles. Do the damn mean. Take a pulse on the wall. Don't mean that you're cool. Listen to slow. You know you're the fool. Selling at the club just the other night. It was so cool. Even got in a fight. It was alright. Cause the girls were there. Better work the assets. Nobody cared. Baby, get something. Fuck up our scene. Assholes in the bottles. Do the damn mean. Take a pulse on the wall. Don't mean that they're cool. Listen to slow. You know you're the fool.
Brandon Jack from Dr. Miller, and you're listening to Generation Annihilation 101.9, Vancouver, Canada, blah, blah, blah.
All right, and you are listening to Generation Annihilation. On today's show, we are showcasing BYO Records out of Los Angeles, California, a very long-running record label who just released about a year or two ago. Let them know the story of Youth Brigade and BYO Records, which comes with a DVD documentary and a CD of acts doing songs that were on BYO Records, BYO acts, doing other BYO acts, that sort of thing. And yeah, it's a big, thick booklet as well. And I was very impressed by the documentary, and yeah, that's why I'm doing this show. When we start things off with Youth Brigade from the Someone Got Their Head Kicked In compilation release, we heard a track called Boys in the Brigade, and that one was supposed to come out on a record called Sound and Fury. But the band was on the road during the making of, during their tour, which was featured in a documentary called Another State of Mind, and they got a copy of the record, and they thought, this sounds so terrible, we cannot release this to the public, we cannot let too many people hear this, so they had the records recalled, and they recorded it again, the Sound and Fury record with different songs, some of the same songs, which is what we heard of after that. We heard the Sound and Fury release, track called Modest Proposal, and yeah, the Someone Got Their Head Kicked In tour, yeah, it was a month long, and at the time there wasn't many bands going out and touring the world, and it was a tour with Youth Brigade and Social Distortion. And we heard another track off the Someone Got Their Head Kicked In compilation release, which was the first ever BYO Records release. We heard Battalion of Saints doing Beefmasters. And then we followed with Social Distortion from the Someone Got Their Head Kicked In compilation. Great track, Mass Hysteria. Ever since seeing that movie, I never really cared for Mike Ness or whatever he had to say. I'm not a Social Distortion fan. I think they're way too commercial for their own good. In the early 90s, I heard Mike Ness on TV saying that Social Distortion were back on Epic Records, and you know, the punk stuff wasn't really for them anyhow. And interestingly enough, Mike Ness is not featured any commentary in the Let Them Know documentary. I don't know if they couldn't get a hold of him or what the deal was, but there's no commentary from him. Can't tell you why. And then we followed with Aggression from, I believe, the third ever full-length BYO Records release, Don't Be Mistaken. Aggression, a band from Oxnard, California. We heard a track called Slamming at the Club. One interesting note, that the original Youth Brigade Sound and Fury release was recorded at Doug Moody Studios, where this Aggression was recorded as well. Mystic Studios, and Mystic Records had a bad rap for releasing bad-sounding records and stuff, and releasing records after the bands had gotten big, in other words, and not paying the bands properly. And it's funny, even in the liner notes and the credits, they are called Mystake Records. Very funny stuff. So anyways, yeah, that aggression came out in 1983, and by the time 1984 had rolled around, punk rock was big in Los Angeles, California, while some shows in other parts of the world, like New York, had maybe 1,000 people at gigs. There were shows in Los Angeles, California, that the Youth Brigade were putting on that were, you know, had as much as 4,000 people. There was a lot of violence, a lot of police presence, a lot of police brutality. A lot of injuries, but a lot of people getting hurt, but getting fun at the same time. So yes, that was 1984 when hardcore punk was going strong in Los Angeles, California, and BYO Records was releasing some excellent stuff as well, like what we're about to hear from 7 Seconds.
I'm getting out of bed. So my knees, make me dead. No, I'm not, but it's just making noise. No, I'm not, but it's just making noise. You can think we've been more violent. Well, I say that don't make no sense. Even when that's the speed to kill. Bring our thoughts against his will. Well, I'm not, we're not up to kill. No, I'm not, we're not up to kill. Yeah, he's dead. What we did, boy, look at me. I think he made the decision. Since he's making a lot of noise, since he's doing the world's good, we're not getting out of bed. So I said I'm a man. Well, I'm not, but it's just making noise. No, I'm not, we're just making noise. No, I'm not, we're just making noise. No, I'm not, we're just making noise.
It's Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM. And we're showcasing BYO Records. We heard a bunch of stuff going back to 1984, starting with an act from Reno, Nevada, known as 7 Seconds, The Crew. We heard a track called Here's Your Warning. That one's going back to 1984, like all the songs in that last set. Then we followed with SNFU from the No One Else Wanted to Play release on BYO Records. We heard a track called Misfortune, SNFU at the time, located in Edmonton, Alberta. SNFU still going. And we followed with the Stretch Marks out of Winnipeg, Manitoba from the What Do You See release going back to 1984. We heard a track called What Do You See? And then we heard a track from The Unwanted from a record called Shattered Silence. Not a lot of people were into this to this record. Fat Mike, who's one of the commentators in the movie, he says, yeah, The Unwanted, they just sucked. But other people said, they were okay. The record wasn't that great. According to Chris Walter, local punk writer who was in the Winnipeg, Manitoba scene at the time, said that, that bands like Unwanted and Stretch Marks didn't know how to make records very well, but they put on an amazing live show, and Unwanted definitely were good. So Who's to Judge? And we had a track by them called Who's to Judge, and we know that set off with Personality Crisis, argument about whether they were from Winnipeg or Calgary. Some say Calgary, some say Winnipeg. Even the Frank Manley Smash the State Canadian punk discography book doesn't even say. It says / Calgary / Winnipeg. So yeah, who's to say? We're Personality Crisis doing a track called Piss on You, and that was from an amazing BYO Records compilation from 1984 called Something to Believe In. And yeah, by the time 1986 rolled around, not even 2 years later, Youth Brigade just came back from a tour of Europe, and they played Poland behind the Iron Curtain, and Adam, the bass player from Youth Brigade, decided that he didn't want to play in Youth Brigade anymore, and Youth Brigade changed their name to The Brigade. And them, along with 7 Seconds and, geez, a lot of acts at the time, were watering their sound down, making it more melodic, more, I don't know, say radio-friendly, more U2-esque, and Youth Brigade changed their name to The Brigade, which was not a very high-regarded record by a lot of people. And 7 Seconds released a record called New Wind, also in 1986, which was considered a sellout album at the time. But 1986, BYO Records also released this release, which is a highly overlooked record by a band from Germany called the Smarties, and I'd say this is one of my favorite BYO releases of all time. And yeah, we're gonna hear the Smarties going back to 1986. Here we go.
This is Sam with Complete Control, and you're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Yes, and you are listening to this special edition of Generation Annihilation Spotlight on BYO Records. BYO Records, long-running label out of Los Angeles, California. And, yeah, we heard two tracks which came out on BYO Records in 1986. Smarties from Germany with from the Whole Bunch of Weirdos release, The Cause. Like I said, this is a highly underrated record. It's just great punk rock all around from Germany. And when you do see, you don't see this around too often, but when you do see it, you tend to see it for not a lot of money. The track was called The Cause. And we follow with another 1986 release, SNFU, If You'll Swear You'll Catch No Fish, Mind Like a Door. I know a lot of people that like the first record a lot better than the second, because there was a lot of really melodic stuff on this record, but without a doubt, my favorite SNFU record, If You'll Swear You'll Catch No Fish. There's a big part about SNFU in the movie Let Them Know, the documentary BYO Records, and says that they were one of the most energetic and one of the best and tightest bands on the BYO Records roster. So yes, after about 1986, the group got a bit disillusioned with the label and signed their distribution off to a foreign distributor, and kind of kept it quiet for a lot of years. And in the 90s, Sean and Mark, the Stern Brothers from Youth Brigade, formed a band called Royal Crown Review, which released some sort of swing-type music that was quite popular. But the group wasn't that into it after a while and decided to get Youth Brigade back together in 1993 and start releasing records again. And we're going to hear the comeback 1993 Youth Brigade record. It's called Come Again. And here we go with it. We'll be right back.
That chick Julie, she's truly dazzling.
Yep. But she's not one of ours.
She's cool.
He's hot.
She's from the valley.
He's not.
With the bull, get the horns. Where's my $2? Where's my drums and you.
You're forgetting one thing. Rambo.
I got a question. If you guys know so much about women, how come you're here at, like, a gas and sip on a Saturday night completely alone drinking beers? No women anywhere.
Bye, choice!
No excuse.
All right, the show is Generation Annihilation. We're showcasing BYO Records, and we went back to 1993 from a release called Come Again, which was Youth Brigade's comeback album. Can't Take It With You is the name of the track. We follow with Vancouver's BNU from a release called Looking Back Again, the track called No Heroes. And we follow with some Bouncing Souls, The Good, The Bad, and The Argyle. Quotes from our favorite 80s movies, going back to the early 90s on BYO Records, of course. And then we heard a band from the Netherlands called NRA. We heard a track called Fuel, and this one is going back to 1997. And we've got about another 10 minutes to go in the show. And in the 2000s, BYO Records got into putting out split albums, and they put out their biggest record ever. This record, the split album, sold 200,000 releases in total, and it's a split album. And you know why this record sold 200,000 releases, Andy?
Why is that?
Because it was a split with two bands, and those two bands were Rancid and NOFX.
Yeah.
So with this release came a BYO order form, so that put BYO Records probably popular with a lot of people, even popular than they ever were before. So yeah, we're going to hear the Rancid side of the split. So there's a track called Vanilla Sex. Here we go.
But me. Death. There's no way in hell I'm going through life having the
All right, winding up another edition of Generation Annihilation, and this concludes our showcase on BYO Records, starting off with Rancid from their split with NOFX. Vanilla Sex is the name of the track, followed with Boston's Unseen from their Explode release. Your Failure is My Revenge is the name of the track. Then we heard from Edmonton, Alberta's Wednesday Night Heroes from the Guilty Pleasures release on BYO Records. Shut Us Out was the name of the track, followed with some Pistol Grip. Last Shots from Calico Rose, Running from the Gun was what we heard from them. And then we followed another act from Boston, A Global Threat, from the Where the Sun Never Sets release, Scalp by Pop, and all those last releases came out in the 2000s. So yes, definitely check out BYO Records, their releases. They're all great. Check out BYO Records, BYORecords.com. Definitely see the documentary. Let them know. You won't be disappointed. And if you can get your hands on this DVD, book, CD, box set, do yourself a favor. You won't be disappointed. And we're going to leave you with one more track, which is on the Let Them Know compilation, which is all bands, BYO bands doing other BYO bands. We're going to hear Youth Brigade doing SNFU's Misfortune. Stay tuned for Power Chord up next.